Vieni qua, buon nemio, ci va, eh? Ci va.
Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Yeshua Aaron Sofa.
Holding now between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, during Musaf, and on Yom Kippur as well, during Musaf, we say very slowly, with a whole niggun, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon HaKol. Chazan says it with a special niggun. Open up with Aron HaKodesh. So I want to talk about the Tefillah of Aleinu, and somehow we'll see that the Tefillah of Aleinu takes us from Yom Kippur into Sukkos. At the Tefillah of Aleinu, the Chidah says, bring down from Rabbeinu Haggai, that Yeshua ben Nun was Mesakan Tefillah Aleinu. And he went to capture Yericho, he said seven times, Aleinu l'shabeach, forwards and backwards, and the Choymah, the wall of around Yericho, fell down, and was able to capture Yericho. Rav, who's a Tana, a contemporary of Shmuel, was the second that we should say Aleinu during Rosh Hashanah davening. And after the Churban, Ebichim and Zako is Masakin that we should say Aleinu every single day. Other people say it was only the times of the Ga'inim, it was only later, after the times of the Gemara, that they're Masakin to say Aleinu every day. And if you have a look at what the Kadmonim write about Aleinu, it's fascinating. The Rekeach says, Kol ish hayorei devar Hashem. Anyone who's a yorei devar Hashem, yosem aliboy v'chaven ma'od kishem espalel aleinu l'shabeach. He should have a tremendous amount of kavana. Kishir hashirim hu. It's the praise of all the praises, of all the song of all the songs. The greatest shira that you can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aleinu l'shabeach. Right? The Chidah says, she'ein shvach kamoyu liyotzreinu. There's no other shvach. A praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Aleinu. Va'oila kol ha'shvachas sheba'olam is greater than all the other praises in the world is the tefillah of Aleinu. V'chol tzva ha'shamayim v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimid sham b'famal yishalei. All the different hosts in Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes b'famal yishalei with all the malachim. V'kulam oinim v'oimrim. When we say Aleinu, they respond, Asher yom shekoch alei, Asher yom shehashem aleikov. Right, so you see, it's a tremendous, tremendous tefillah to say Aleinu. So much so, then the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, the Havashayla, why do they allow, why is it permitted to say Aleinu in Chutz La'aretz? It could be Aleinu, such a special tefillah, you should only say it in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kedusha, and not in Chutz La'aretz. From the very fact that they're raising that question, already shows how important the tefillah of Aleinu is. In 1171, there was a blood libel in Blois in France, and they found a non-Jewish child in a river. And of course they blamed the Yidden. They took Rabbeinu Yechiel ben Rabbeinu David Kohen and Rabbeinu Yukasil HaKohen ben Rabbeinu Yehuda. Balei Tosfos, they were Tamidim of the Rashbam, of the grandson of Rashi, together with Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbaran, and they beat them and they tortured them. And they said, either you convert or we're going to burn you. And they burned them. They died at Kiddush Hashem, but their bodies stayed intact. They taka died, the neshamas left them, but the body wasn't scarred at all. Then they took 31 Yidden, and again they told them, either you convert, or we're going to kill you. And they all said, no, we're dying at Kiddush Hashem. They put them in a wooden home, in a wooden house, and surrounded it with hay and thorn bushes. And it was on Wednesday, Chof Sivan, that they went and they burnt them. And the Christians came to watch it all, and they said that they heard them singing something amazing. The fire was over, none of the bodies were burnt. The taka died, but the bodies were 100% intact. What were they singing? They were singing Aleinu l'shabeach. They were saying Aleinu l'shabeach with a special niggun, and it gave a certain shmira for them. The Arizal says that the tefillah of Aleinu makes it, then a person davens and he wants all the hashpah, he wants all the influences, the koiches, the hashpah, the brochus to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say Aleinu, that makes that the tefillahs go up to Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers your tefillahs and brings down all the hashpah. And so too, the Siddur Shatz writes that tefillahs Aleinu oisa she'ein tefillah chayzareikam. We say Shalai Sonak Gai Ritzis Vanachnu Kurim Shtachum Maidim with Davant Hakosh Baruch Hu Meshabech Hakosh Baruch Hu. Then Hakosh Baruch Hu has so much Rachmim and Chesed that he answers all our tefillahs. The Shlo adds on that tefillahs Aleinu Bekavono is a skula a cold sorrow Shalai Tavoy. The note source will happen to a person, says tefillah with Kavono, and therefore the Yisrael Shaysh Vaveda writes, Vieshla Omer Belev Sameach a kol atoivahu besimcha rabba vasuma. So a person is supposed to have a tremendous amount of kavana and say it with a tremendous simcha when he's saying the tefillah of Aleinu. So why do we say Aleinu at the end of davening? So the Bach says, because when we say Aleinu, it's all about Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hey, Mishtachman, Lehevel, Rik, Mispalim, Ele, Lo, Yeshia. But we daven, Nachna, Koyim, Mishtachman, Meidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech, Macham, Lochum, Shunay, Teshemayim, V'yay, Sed, Oretz. Everything comes from the Rebbein Shalom. Everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we want to leave, as we go into the day, as we begin our day, as we leave the Beis HaMedrash, should be with tremendous amount of Amunah and Betochen in Hashem. So we dafke say Aleinu at the end of davening, when you leave the Beis HaMedrash. That's why on a Shabbos morning, you daven Shachris and Musaf. You're staying in Shul after Shachris. You're not going anywhere. You're still davening Musaf. So there's no Aleinu. But when you leave the Shul, that's when you say Aleinu. And Shimshon Pinkus in his Sefer on Tefillah brings down from the Kadmonim that Aleinu is a Shmira for all the Tefillah. And the Kadmonim give a mashal. They say a person was allowed to go into the storehouses, to the treasure rooms of a king. So he goes in and with his hands he grabs as much gold, as much diamonds as he can take. But when he's walking out and he's going home, he's afraid he's going to be attacked. He's going to be mugged. He has all this gold, all this jewelry on him. So he somehow has to hide it. He has to make a wall of protection, put something, hide it in his jacket, hide it that no one should see. So he says that when we daven, there are mazikim, heavenly mazikim that are coming to steal all the shefa and brocha that's coming down. We daven refa'enu, we daven baruch aleinu, we daven for Yeshua svinachamais, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down the shefa and brocha, and on the way down, there are mazikim that are coming to steal it. And we need to have some form of protection to make sure that what we daven for actually reaches us. And what is that protection? The tefillah of aleinu. When we say aleinu, that gives the protection that a person needs. So Shimshon Pinkus asks, how could somebody steal something that's designated for something else? We have a klal. Then Eid Odom Nageya B'mash Muchen Chaveri. If something's destined for someone, and it's not destined, if it's destined for Reuven, and it's not destined for Shimon, Shimon cannot get it. And if somebody davens for something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll grant you your tefillahs, and the tefillahs are coming down for that person, how could the mazikim come and grab it? It's not for them. It's not destined for them. So he says that tefillah does two things. When a person davens, you're davening for panosah, refuah, hatzlocha. So you get the hashpah, you get all the goodness coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one aspect of tefillah. There's another aspect of tefillah, which is having a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a shaychus, a relationship with Hashem. But when a person davens, and different thoughts come into his mind, and he's not focusing on the davening, so the mazikim could come and take it, because the tefillah is not a proper tefillah. But then when a person finishes davening, and he says, Aleinu l'shabech l'adoin hakol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other people believe in other powers, hey mishtachvim lehevel v'rik, ba'vanachnu kari mishtachvim m'maydim lifnei melech ma'achem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're everything. There's no other power in the world, and my focus is on you, Hashem. Oh, that's the protection. And then nobody can take all the brochas and yeshuas and chomis, all the hashpah that's coming for that person. No one can get a hold of it because he said the tefillah of Aleinu. The sitra achra, the yetzara, doesn't have any koiches with Aleinu when a person says Aleinu. Because that's the wall of protection that a person builds when he says, Aleinu l'shabeach. No, so you can understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes before Mal Yishaloi, it's the sheer Hashirim, it's the greatest Shvach, Ein Shvach K'moyu L'yotzreinu, V'oila Kol HaShvachet Shabbailam. Right, when you say Aleinu, Aleinu begins with an ayin, and it finishes with a dalit. Al Kain Akavalacha also begins with an ayin, Al Kain, and it finishes with a dalit, Echod, Hashem Echod, finishes with a dalit. So you have two Edim. Aleph Dalet, there are two Edim. The Pasuk says, Al-Pishnaim Edim, Yokum Dova. Right? When a person says Aleinu, when he says Al-Kein Akavalacha, you have two Edim, Al-Pishnaim Edim, Yokum Dova, and that's Yokum the Dova, is the Dova is the Tfilis that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the importance of saying Aleinu when you finish davening. So Menachem David asked me, he says, I should speak about a little bit after Yom Kippur also. Get into Sukkos. And this is the connection now between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Last year, Motzei Yom Kippur, I was thinking about Aleinu. We daven a Shachris, a Musaf, a Mincha, a Ne'ilah, with no Tefillah of Aleinu. No Tefillah of Aleinu. And who says that we had Kavonos 100% the whole time throughout the day? And the Mazikim might be coming to take away some of the Brochus and Yeshuas. On Yom Kippur, what we daven for. Where's the protection? Where's the, as the Rizal says, that the Tefillah of Aleinu brings down all the Ashpar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is no Aleinu on the whole day of Yom Kippur. When you finish davening, as the Bach says, when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, you say Aleinu, and that's Motzei Yom Kippur. So you see from over here, that the tefillah of Aleinu that you say on Ma'ariv Motzei Yom Kippur, that is Ma'ila the tefillahs of Shachris Musaf Mincha Ne'ilah. And you think, oh, and you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Hashem Hu Elokim seven times, and that's the end. No, Yom Kippur is not over. You still have an Aleinu L'Shabeach Ein Oid V'Al Kein Kavalcha. That's going to give the protection of all the tefillahs that you daven on Yom Kippur. And that happens when? A Motzei Yom Kippur. When you say Aleinu L'Shabeach. That's the koyach of an Aleinu L'Shabeach on a Motzei Yom Kippur. And I'll bring you a few rayas that it's so. I had this hagosha, Aleinu L'Shabeach, and Yom Kippur doesn't finish with Ne'ilah. So I said over to my son, Shlomi, who's learning by Motel Dick in America. And he said that last year, Motzei Yom Kippur, after Ma'ariv, the yeshiva, they had a suda, as one is supposed to have, a person is supposed to have a suda on Motzei Yom Kippur. So the yeshiva had a suda, and the Rosh Yeshiva and Motel came to speak. And he said over a diuk in a medrash. It's a medrash rabbi, it's a medrash tanchum and pashas emor. And the medrash says, V'lekachtem lechem, b'yom rishon priyei tzodah, frek the medrash, l'chi rishon hu? What's v'lekachtem lechem b'yom rishon? It's not the first day. Sukkos is the 15th day of Tishri. So why does it say v'lekachtem lechem b'yom rishon priyei tzodah? It's not the first day, it's the 15th. V'aloi, yom chamish also hu. Says the medrash, it's rishon l'cheshben avonos. The first day of Sukkos is Rishon L'Cheshben Avonos. And the Medrash brings down a moshul of a town that owed a lot of money to the king. They had taxes, and they're very, very behind in their taxes. And the king says, I'm coming to demand my money. You know, they owe it to me, and I want it. So the king started coming. So the people of they heard, Eva, the king's coming, what are we going to do? So first, the Zakenim, they came to greet the king. Yeah, give him the cover. They went out to greet him. So the king said, oh, so nice of you to come. You're giving me the covered. I'm moichel a third. And then more of the people, the men of the country came, and they went to greet the king. The king said, you know what? I'm moichel another third. And as the king came closer, the whole town, the men, the women, the children, they went out to greet the king. And the king said, I'm moichel everyone. Doesn't matter. You don't need to pay. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also comes to us. And there are taxes, there are dues that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tzaddikim fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tzaddikim Masana, Yechidim on Masana, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Michael Klai Yisrael a third. Then, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yechidim, more people are fasting, Tzayim Gedalia, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Michael another third. And then on Yom Kippur, all of Klai Yisrael, the men, the women, everybody of Klai Yisrael, they come, they're fasting, and the Mekalis, they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesrat Zalem, and Michael Lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Michael you completely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vitarti lechem as akol avonisechem rishonus. I'm meichel you on all your averus. Ava ma'achshov now who roish cheshbon. There's a new cheshbon. From the first day of Sukkot, it's a new cheshbon. Lakach ksiv lakachten mechem b'yoyim ha-rishoyin. Rishoyin lecheshbon avonis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel. On Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel completely. Because everybody's fasting, everybody's coming to greet the king. A moichel. And all the Averus. But on the first day of Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rishon Lecheshbon Avinus. Oh, we'll come to those intermediate days. Just hold on. Pashtus, you learn, they're so busy doing mitzvahs, yeah, there's no time to do any Averus. But we'll take it a little bit further. The Vilna Gaon says there's a difference between din and cheshbon. When we do averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and it gives us a din v'cheshbon on what we do. But there's a difference between din and cheshbon. The Vilna Gaon says a din is a person did an avera. So how could a person do an avera? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I call you to task for doing an avera. But then there's something called cheshbon, making a calculation. At that time, when you did the avera, you could have done a mitzvah. So Ramata was medayik that on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel on the din. Says, I'm meichel all the averus. But okay, beautiful, we have a kapara. But there's still a cheshbon to make with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says every year that at the time when you did that avera, you could have been doing a mitzvah. I'm meichel you on the averus, but what about all the mitzvahs that you could have done? There's a cheshbon that we need to go and sort out. And on that, Sukkot comes, the first day of Sukkot comes, Rishon Lecheshbon Avinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from now it's a new Cheshbon. So Yom Kippur isn't over on by Ne'ilah. We've gotten the first part of the Kapara by Ne'ilah. But Yom Kippur is Mamshech. The Koyach of Yom Kippur, the Koyach of forgiveness, goes all the way to the first day of Sukkot. There's the cheshbon that we have to sort out. We could have been doing mitzvahs when we did those averus. At that time when we were schmoozing with the chavah, we could have been learning. Right? At that time we didn't have kavana when we davened. Okay, we got a kapar, but what about we didn't do a mitzvah of having kavana when we davened? There's lots of cheshbonis to sort out. That kapara takes place on the first day of Sukkot. Rishon lecheshbon avinus. Lekachtem lechem b'yoyim rishon. So it's not so shver now to say that when you say aleinu l'shabeach ha'motzei Yom Kippur, yeah, it's still a chelik of Yom Kippur. And it takes all the tfilis of Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, and it's Maila, the tfilis to Rabbeinu Shlomo, brings down all the Shafa, Abracha, by the Leinu L'Shabeach of Motzei Yom Kippur. And I found this is a pretty much nearly my first Vilna Gaon at in the end of Hilchos Yom HaKippur. In Simen, in Simon Tofresh Chav Dalet, Seidim Motza Yom HaKippurim. So the Ramah says that we don't say Tachnun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We don't say Tzedek Hadin between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Vilna Gaon writes, Mishum to have a Yom Tov. The 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot have a Yom Tov. Kemoi Yom Kippur b'miksas. It's a mini Yom Kippur. The 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the Vilna Gaon says we don't say Tachnun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You know why? It's a Yom Tov kama Yom Kippur b'miksas. The Koyach of Yom Kippur, the Koyach of Kapara is Mamshech. Got the Kapara on the Din, but now we have the Cheshbon to sort out, and it's Mamshech the whole way, all the way till the first day of Sukkot. Pasuk says, and we say this on Yom Kippur, Ki b'yom hazeh, Yichaper aleichem, L'tahar eschem mikochat eseichem lefnei Hashem t'toru. So there's two things taking place on Yom Kippur. With the koyach of Yom Kippur. K'biyoyim hazeh yichapar aleichem, this kapara, l'tahar eschem, to get a tahara, mikochat eseichem. So the Orgad Eliyahu, Reb Gedal Yishor, and the chelik and moyadim, has the kutim on Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, on page 16, he says, there's two things in the pasuk. There's kapara and tahara. Kapara is a person did an avera, he needs an atonement. So that's kapara. But then there's something called tahara. When a person did an avera, he's ruined the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's created a pagam on his neshama. There's a tumor. There's a koyach of avera gereres avera. So he needs a tahara as well. There's kapara taking care of the oinish of the avera that he did, but once that's taken away, right? Who says that he still has the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who says he won't want to do the avera again? Okay, you sort the avera, but the avera gereres avera, the koyach, the tumor that's in the person on the neshama is drawing him to do more. So he has to have a tahara as well. People ask, can a goy do tshuva or not? The Ninve did tshuva. They got a kapara, true. They got a kapara. But tahara, that's already a different madrega already. That's already a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's already a relationship with the neshama, his tahar. So there's two aspects on Yom Kippur. Ki b'yom hazeh yichapar aleichem, kapara, and then the tahar eschem. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Omer Rebbe Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem metarem, O mi metar eschem avichem sheba shemayim. Shpochus metaros, ma mikva metar es atemayim, afa kodesh boruchu metar es Yisrael. So Yom Kippur is like a mikva. Ma mikva metar es atemayim, afa kodesh boruchu metar es Yisrael. Reb Sol Reisman, Rosh Hashiva of Tari Vadas, brings down a Kesef Mishnah that says that when a person goes into the mikveh and he has a tumor, he only gets tahar when he leaves the water. The tahara of the mikveh only comes when he leaves the mikveh. When he leaves the water, then he gets the tahara. And therefore he says, ma mikveh metaras atmeim, and when does the tahara come? When you leave. Afa kodesh baruch hu metaras Yisrael, and when does the tahara come? When you leave the Yom Kippur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm watching you as you leave the Yom Kippur. What's your Ma'ariv like? What's the Aleinu L'Shabeach like? What's the next 4 days like? How are you carrying on? And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, I can see that you taka want the relationship. You don't want to do averus. You're so busy doing mitzvahs. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he grants the tahara. There's a story of the Tzemach Tzedek, one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes, that he used to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, when it come out, he said he had such a hadras upon him, he had like a tzelem alekim. You could almost see the tzelem alekim on him after he toiveled on Friday, the Chovet Shabbos. So chassidim always used to crowd around the streets by the mikveh. And as when the Semach Tzedek chapped what everybody was doing, he asked, no one's allowed to be there. Doesn't not interested in anybody watching him when he comes out the mikveh. So there's a few chassidim sitting in the base of Medrash some days later. And one of them was saying, do you know that across the road from the mikveh is a paddock, there's a field, mitzigalach, there's goats. And he said, I wish I can be a tzigala, I wish I can be a goat, and I can watch the Tzemach Tzedek when it comes out of the mikveh. So one of the other chassidim said, Vos, you wish you could be a behemah. How can you say that? Chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to wish that you could be an animal. He says, bah, I prefer to be an animal, but at least I can see the Tzemach Tzedek come out of the mikveh with the tzelem alekim, with the hadras bonim on Erev Shabbos. So they had a whole vikuach backwards and forwards. So they went to one of the senior chassidim, one of the elder chassidim, and said, who's right? So the elder chassid said, it is worth it to be a tzigala, to be a goat, to see the Tzemach Tzedek come out of the mikveh of Shabbos with the tzelem alekim. But if you remain a tzigala, then it's useless. No point remaining a goat. You can see, get the inspiration, but do something with it. You have to take it further. Right? So we get all the inspiration and all the kapara on Yom Kippur, right? And the tahara comes when we take it and we go further with it, we do something with it, and that's the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot that we're so busy doing mitzvahs, and we want to do more and more and more. You have people, the wives ask them, please, you know, I want to hang up a picture, you know, can you put a little hook on the wall? And they said, me, I don't know which way to hold a hammer, I got two left hands. All of a sudden it comes Sukkot, everybody's a joiner, and everybody's going to be in queue, and to Waldman's, and everybody's busy banging 11 o'clock at night. It's Tutzach, why? Because there's that love, that drive. We want to do mitzvahs, we're so busy, the Dalminim, and getting the Sukkah ready. We're busy, 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 and Kishmach says, ah, Gevaldik, look at Klai Yisrael, doing so many mitzvahs. The Tahara comes after Yom Kippur, because the Yom Kippur is Mamshech, like the Vilna Gaon says, it's a mitzvah Yom HaKippurim until first day Sukkot, the Yom Mishum, the Cheshbon Avinus. The Chido says about the Tefillah of Aleinu, V'yesh La'omer B'Kavono B'Atifas HaRosh. The person should say Aleinu, right, with the talis still over his head. People in the Dam Shemun Esra, the Makbid, put the talis over the head. The Chido says, by Tefillah of Aleinu, the talis by Tifas HaRosh, She'en Shvach Kamoyu Liyotzreinu, U'ma'ala Akol HaShvachas Sheboilam. And the Shais and Shuvas and Radvaz and Chelech Chesim Lam Gimli says, V'oid Ani Rogu La'Imri, V'oid Sh'ani Mu'utav Petzitzis, V'tunim Bereishi. I make sure when I say Aleinu, I have a talis on, my tefillin on, lefishu b'mokam ha'yichud. Ki nusach ze eno, tefillah al yichudai shobayri oylam. He's saying, it's like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Rekin Hashem Achad, that there's eno, there's no other koich, there's only the Rabbani Shal Oylam. Remember when Shimon Galei, he's a diner, Shlokla Makubal, from Bnei Brak, he's come to Manchester as well, but I remember when I was living in Australia, somebody made a chasana, one of his tamidim, so they brought him out, he came. By every aleinu, by Mincha, by Mayav, who's crying, Bechiyos, when he's saying Aleinu. Reb Chaim Vital says that when you say Aleinu, and you come to the words, Ein Oid, V'al Kenan Kavalacha, Ein Oid Mavada, there's no other Koyach, there's no other power in the world, Ein Oid, V'al Kenan Kavalacha, at that time, when you're saying Ein Oid, V'al Kenan Kavalacha, and you have certain bakoshes in your minds, Muftach, you're guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer those bakoshes. People think Aleinu L'Shabeach is like Tfilas HaDerech. You say it in the car park on the way to your car. Now, today we have a new appreciation of what Aleinu L'Shabeach, of what Aleinu L'Shabeach is. Yeah, so if a person makes a Kabbalah, okay, it's once a week on a Shabbos, a person's not rushing, and he says Aleinu L'Shabeach with Kavona, it's Malah the Tfilas, it's such a powerful, powerful Tfilah, right? That it takes all the tefillahs. There's ain't shvach. There's no shvach to Rabbani Shloim like that tefillah, like Aleinu L'Shabeach. And we shouldn't underestimate the koyach of one small kavana, one small kabbalah, one extra kavana that a person says it's worth millions in Shemayim. One small chizuk is worth a tremendous amount. A vort from Rebbe of Shmilka in Nikdisburg, right, that said in the Aftoyer, Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Kishalta Bavernecha. So whenever it says Ad, up to, you can always clear, is it Ad V'Ad B'chlal? So up to, if they tell you go to the front door, do I mean go to the front door and in the house? Ad V'Ad B'chlal? Or Ad V'Lo Yad B'chlal? Go up to the front step, but that's it. It's not inclusive as well. So when it says Shuvi Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, is it Ad V'Ad V'Chlal, all the way inclusive of Rabbani Shalom, or is it Ad V'Loy Ad V'Chlal? Up to Rabbani Shalom, you don't have to mamish get there. A little bit before is also fine. So the Rebbe of Shmelka says it's Ad V'Loy Ad V'Chlal. Person takes big steps. I'm going to get all the way there. It doesn't work. Ad V'Loy Ad V'Chlal. Take one step at a time. If you don't get there, it doesn't matter. But you're going towards the Rabbein Shalom. Take one step and another step. You know why? Ki kashalta b'avernecha. Because you sinned. And when a person does aveiros, how does a person do aveiros? Says the Gemara Shabbos, kachi darka she yetzahara. Hayoy moy melea seikach, moy melea seikach. The yetzahara works the same way. It doesn't get a person to do aveiros zara straight away. Do this, and the next day that, and the next day a little bit more, until he gets the person to do Avodah Zarah. So the way we sin, that's the way you do tshuva. Small chizukim, a small little chizuk, and another chizuk, and another chizuk. Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem elekecha, ad v'lo yad v'chla. Why? Ki kishalto ba'avinecha. There was a yid, his name was Yisrael Meir Shushan. He was walking with his three-year-old. Walk on the pavement. Yeah, there's a busy road. He's holding his son's hand. And then he got a phone call. It was an important phone call. And he's on the phone. You know, and you talk with your hands. And he's on the phone. And he's talking. And he doesn't know. He leaves go of his child. Doesn't realize he's involved in the phone call. And then he says, "Oh, where's my yingle? Where's the three-year-old?" And he sees he's on the road walking towards the cars. And you know what happens when you go and you run after a three-year-old? They run away. And if he's going to run after his three-year-old, he's going to run further into the road. So he doesn't know what to do. So he screams, "Maishala!" And the boy chavs, and he takes the one step towards his father, away from the cars. And the father says, "Wow, what a sigh of relief. That one step, oh, at least he's coming towards me." He says, "Come, come, Maishala." And he came back onto the pavements. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us the same way on the Seris HaMetshuva. Right? And we take that one step, Shuva Elai. We take that one step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shuva Aleichem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ah, Gevaldik, the Yid's taking one step, he's in the right direction, and he's coming back." There's a Maisa with Avshach. Avshach in his later years wasn't well, he's in hospital for a number of weeks. And there's one particular nurse that was very, very kind. Very, very kind to him. Beyond the call of duty. And Avshach felt HaKadosh HaTov, he has to do something for her. So before Avshach left, he asked her, he says, "Stop smoking. Smoking's not healthy. You know, a person can die. Stop smoking. You know, do me a favor." And he spoke to her, and she said, okay, she's going to quit. She'll get nicotine patches, whatever it is. She's going to stop smoking. Right? He got the promise from her that she's going to stop smoking. Later that day, Shach was discharged, and he's in the car with one of his driver, Talmud, driving back. So Shach said, "Do you know why I asked her to stop smoking? I wanted to ask her that she should stop being Mechal Shabbos. But I know she wouldn't listen. Right? So at least if I ask her to stop smoking, she won't smoke on Shabbos. Now if you're asking me, you would say, Shoin, she's driving and she's writing and she's cooking and then striking a match with a stove and everything else. She's a Mechal Shabbos." But Shach didn't look at it that way. Shach said, "She stopped smoking on Shabbos. That's already a chizuk. That's already a step forwards." Right? That's how gedolim and machshev, every single chizuk that a person takes. Piskli Pesach kechudoy shemachatz. If we do just a little bit, v'niyeftach lechem Pesach kepischay shululam. So Hashem wants just a little bit, but that little chizuk, that kabbalah that a person takes, should be something which is solid. Kotzke says, Piskli Pesach, it should be a Pesach, it should be through and through, not just a little dent. Something that can have a knock-on effect. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Anshe Maisa, that when they pick up the Esrog to shake it, right, they give the Esrog a kiss. You kiss your tefillin when you put your tefillin on, they give the Esrog a kiss. Right? So imagine somebody says, "My Kabbalah for this year, I'm going to kiss the Esrog." It's very nice, not Maching Avek. But I'm not sure if that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom is looking for. But if somebody says, "Once a day, I'm going to kiss the mezuzah when I go through a door and I'm going to think what the mezuzah is and what's the message of a mezuzah," that's already completely different. Because he'll find that although he made a Kabbalah just for once a day to kiss the mezuzah, it's going to start having a knock-on effect. He'll start thinking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. He'll start kissing the mezuzah 2-3 times a day and thinking about the message of the mezuzah. We make Meir Brochus every day. Right? That's Anshe Maiso and Chassidim who, you can ask them any time during the day exactly what number they're up to, they'll tell you. And the Makbet, it should be Meir Brochus. But more or less, we make about 100 Brochus a day. That's 365 days a year. Right? That's 36,500 Brochus a year. It's a lot of Brochus. And if a person says, "I'm going to make one Brocha with Kavona every day," when chavon the first bracha Shmon Esra, kavona you have to be oimel lifnei Hamelach, Pirush Hamilas Baruch Ata Hashem, Kshbrochu you're the mekor of all the brachas, Elekeinu, my the Rebbeinu Shlom, Elekeinu, he has a shkocha protus with me, he's the Melech HaOlam. One bracha be kavona every day, it's a small kabbalah that, but it'll have a knock-on effect. because automatically he'll start making other brachas b'kavona. That's the koyach of a small kabbalah, one chizuk. It's worth millions in shemayim. A bracha sheyotza, If a person swallows something, a battery, he has something foreign inside his stomach. He has to go to hospital. He has to have an operation, post-op, then a general anesthetic, and then stitches. And then he has, after the operation, or grog you from the anesthetic, and he's in hospital for a few days, and he's missing work, custom. Person can go to the bathroom, and he has something in his stomach that's not supposed to be there, and a few minutes later he's out, no operation and no stitches. It's amazing. One asher yotza b'kavona a day, it'll have a knock-on effect. It's a small kabbalah, but it's worth tremendous. It's worth a tremendous amount. That's the koyches. That's the koyach of one kabbalah. One aleinu l'shabeach. And it's up to us, every individual, what he wants to do, how he does it. And no one else can change him. It's up to the individual themselves that have to change. Napoleon had a grandson. And he was once taking a walk with his grandson along the beach. And his grandson fell into the water. Fell into the beach, fell into the sea. And there was a current, there was a rip underneath. And he was struggling to get out. And he's calling to his grandfather, "Save me, save me, save me, get some rope, jump in, pull me out, save me." Napoleon knew that if he jump in, he won't be able to save him because there's a rip, there's a current. He won't help. Maybe he'll get drowned, he'll drown as well. And Napoleon standing, doesn't know what to do. Napoleon takes out a gun and he makes believe as if he's shooting himself, and he shoots a bullet onto the ground and he falls. And he stays there laying down flat. About 20 minutes later, Napoleon's grandson manages to swim out of the water, and he's standing up on the seashore, and as he's coming out of the water, he's on the seashore, Napoleon sees him, and Napoleon stands up. So he goes, "Grandpa, I thought you're dead. I thought you killed yourself because you couldn't see me drowning, and then you just committed suicide. That, what? But you didn't. You shot yourself in the ground. But you didn't. You shot a bullet in the ground. What are you doing?" So Napoleon said, "I want to tell you something. Kol zman that you saw me standing there, you were relying on me to help you. And I knew I couldn't help you. So I had to get the message across that you have to help yourself, because I can't help you. So I made believe as if I was shooting myself, I laid flat on the ground. And you see, you managed to help yourself." Now, we never heard of this grandson of Napoleon, because he had a grandfather, Napoleon. So he always relied on his grandfather. Napoleon didn't have a grandfather, Napoleon, so he made something of himself. It's up to the individual themselves. The person themselves need to go be mechazik themselves. They can't rely on other people. The person has inspiration. They themselves need to be mechazik themselves. And when a person's mechazik themselves, and they come and they tell Rabbeinu Shalom, "I want to do tshuva." And there's different types of tshuva. I finish with a beautiful story with the Ponovitcherov. Ponovitcherov, as we know, was a master collector. And he's in America collecting for his yeshiva. Gave a drosha in a certain Beis HaMedrash, in a certain shul. And then he went around the Beis HaMedrash getting donation. And he's getting a $1 bill, a $2 bill. Some one person gave him a fiver. Right? But he's getting the $1 and $2 donations. And then he comes to one person and the person gave him a $100 bill. $100 donation. So the Ponovitcherov stopped and he says, "Rebuts, do you know, I carry on myself the whole oil of the yeshiva. All the bochum and the dormitory and the kitchen and the Beis HaMedrash. Such an oil of things. Do me a favor, double your donation." So the Yid said, "You're going around. This person gave you a dollar. That person gave you $2. You didn't ask them to double the donation. I gave you the biggest donation. I gave you $100. Why are you asking me to double the donation?" So the Ponovitcherov said, "Because if I ask him to double the donation, I just get another dollar. If I ask you to double the donation, I get another $100. So I'll ask you." Says Reb Yaakov Galinsky, that's the difference between tshuva meyira and tshuva me'ava. Tshuva meyira, yeah, it's a tshuva. You're worried, "Hashem's going to punish you. I'm going to have a bad year, so I do tshuva." But tshuva me'ava, when a person says, "I'm going to make asher yotza b'kavona, because I have such a curse, a toiv to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that my digestive system works. And it works so well. Asher Yotza. And he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Ata Hashem, you're the Mekai HaBrachas. Asher Yotza Asadam B'Chochma. And he just asked that curse, that Toiv to Rebbein Shem, asked the Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing tshuva. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. He wants to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day, and he kisses the mezuzah. Once be kavan, what the remez of what a mezuzah is, it's tshuva mi'ava. Then the Gemara says in Yuma, the averus turn into mitzvahs. You double your donation. And it's already with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can help us. Yeah, we spoke about the tefillah of Aleinu. Should have a chizuk in the tefillah of Aleinu. Every chizuk, a little chizuk, and the mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see the tshuva mi'ava that we're doing, and it should give us a gemach hasim, a toiv, a gugabench to yo for all of us and all our families.